At 7:06, it is overcast and 69 degrees in Tulsa. There is a chance for some thunderstorms to bubble up today and a high of 89. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As new beds for health care at the Tulsa jail are considered, there's worry about what impact the Affordable Care Act could have. While the bids from finalists are carefully scrutinized, Undersheriff Tim Albin says health care reform is an unknown since it's not been a factor before now.
Of course, the big unknown is what's this Obamacare thing going to do to us, and a lot of these companies can't answer that. They don't know. And the reason why is because the government doesn't know. So it's a big unknown out there, you know, big hickey out there floating around for us.
Albin says it is hoped that a health care provider for the inmates can be selected by the end of this month. It would cost taxpayers around $4.5 million. Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Coventry Health have posted rates for policies they will offer in Oklahoma through the Affordable Care Act insurance marketplace.
According to Oklahoma Watch, policies range from $61 a month for bare bones coverage to $1,200 a month for a $2,000 deductible plan. The companies may charge different rates in different areas of the state. Aetna rates will be 13% higher in Tulsa than in Oklahoma City. These rates don't include tax credits people will get to offset the costs. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
More legal wrangling in the case of Veronica Brown. Yesterday, there was action in a Tulsa courtroom. Now, this makes over a half dozen jurisdictions in Oklahoma trying to sort through the four-year-old's adoption custody case. 42 people are arrested in a crackdown on human trafficking in Tulsa and three other northeastern Oklahoma counties. Mark Woodward with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs says the Bureau's human trafficking unit worked with local law agencies in the crackdown. Of those arrested, Woodward says there are some that are believed to be victims of the human sex trade.
Identify three people who fit the criteria for human trafficking, including one that was just 15 years old. And so those three victims of human trafficking were placed into a protective shelter.
One search warrant in the operation was executed at a massage parlor in Bixby, resulting in the discovery of illegal sexual activity and heroin. Oklahoma State University has appointed a former NCAA official to investigate alleged misconduct in the Cowboy football program. OSU President Burns Hargis and the Board of Regents say that Charles Smart will head up an independent review of alleged violations reported by Sports Illustrated. An interim legislative study of the Oklahoma Secondary Schools Activity Association is about to get underway. The association oversees all aspects of extracurricular activity in Oklahoma's secondary schools, and that does include sports. State Representative Bobby Cleveland says he has a lot of questions.
How come OSA has cars, big pension plan, high salaries, when our schools are absolutely, in the athletic departments, are having to go out and beg for money to help supplement their athletic program?
Cleveland requested the interim investigation into the organization. Our weather forecast, some pop-up thunderstorms and muggy today with a high of 89. It will be overcast tonight, 71 for an overnight low, and then tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 91. National Weather Service radar shows some thundershowers from about Cleveland down to the Bristow area to near Boley, moving toward the east. Right now, it is overcast and 69. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.